Bush administration officials are defending the White House against charges that it exaggerated intelligence assessments about Iraq. Despite weeks of searching, no weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq. Yesterday, both National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of State Colin Powell said they were certain the weapons were there. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
How did the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor explain why the U.S. has been unable to find weapons of mass destruction?
Well, they say it's going to take time. They say this was a program built for concealment. As to the charges of politicizing the data, that they exaggerated intelligence to make their case at the UN and elsewhere, that they took all the nuances out of the intelligence every time an intelligence report said probably or could, they translated that into certainty. Both Rice and Powell denied those charges, and Rice said that a series of CIA directors from successive administrations, not just the Bush administration, have known, she said, that we had reason to judge he had weapons. She said any other conclusion would have been a failure to, quote, connect the dots. That's a clear reference to the failure of intelligence after 9/11 or before 9/11.
Is this a political problem for the Bush administration?
Not with the American public, it isn't. Polls show that most Americans feel the war was justified whether or not weapons of mass destruction are ever found. But some Democrats are raising questions of credibility. Yesterday, Senator Carl Levin, who was an opponent of the war, said that the nation's credibility as well as the president's is on the line. He said if the weapons are not found, it's going to make it harder for the U.S. to lead in the war against terrorism. But interestingly, only one of the major Democratic candidates running for president has been critical and outspoken. On Saturday, Bob Graham said that information was politicized and manipulated. But other candidates, like Dick Gephardt, say they are certain the weapons of mass destruction will be found eventually. Of course, Bob Graham was an opponent of the war. Dick Gephardt was a supporter. I think the bigger problem for the administration is if the weapons are not found, what happens in the future as they continue with this policy of preventive military action, convincing other countries to join with you to strike a country that could do something harmful in the future, relies on very good intelligence and very credible intelligence. And I think that's why Rice and Powell are both out there expressing their confidence that these weapons will be found.
Senator Hillary Clinton's book is out today, and it's already generating a new round of questions about her marriage, her husband's affair with Monica Lewinsky. Isn't this something Washington used to be obsessed with?
Well, it is again, at least for the moment. The book did go on sale today. Mrs. Clinton describes her reaction to being told the truth just 2 days before the president's grand jury testimony about Monica Lewinsky. She said she was dumbfounded, heartbroken, and outraged that I believed him at all. Of course, there's plenty of people who believe she did not believe his denials and couldn't. There's still swirling questions about how she really felt, what she knew, why she stayed with him. The alternative view, of course, is that her marriage is very complex. Maybe she did know on some level of her psyche, but chose to believe him. The power of denial is a very powerful coping mechanism. And that she stayed with him for a whole complex set of reasons, love, loyalty, power, and ambition. But this is a debate that I think will go on for quite some time about the former First Lady.
What does the senator say about her political ambitions?
Well, nothing in the book. She says, however, that she has no intentions of running in 2004. There's a widespread feeling that in Democratic circles she does want to run for president in 2008. If that is the case, at some point she's got to get Monica Lewinsky and the whole controversy about her marriage at least to fade into the background, even if it won't ever go away completely. And certainly, Bob, this book is an attempt to put a period on that chapter.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.